The second day of the inquest into a little boy's death in Gore has wrapped up in the Invercargill District Court. The emotionally charged and combative nature of the inquest has remained suppressed until now. Three-year-old Lachlan Jones was found dead in a local oxidation pond in 2019. His mother, Michelle Officer, has been in the witness box for much of the past 2 days. Her testimony has included accusations of abuse she suffered, both verbal and physical, at the hands of Lachlan's father, Paul Jones, and counterclaims from Paul's lawyer, Max Simpkins, that Ms. Officer covered up the boy's death.
You then left the depot and then organised the disposal of Lockie's...
No way! That is just ridiculous. Don't say that stuff. It's absolutely false. I'm not going to let you say that to me.
Emotions were raw as Mr. Simpkins cross-examined her about the 111 call.
I was looking for him.
He didn't yell out once Lockie's name because you knew he'd already passed, correct?
Sorry?
You knew he'd passed and that's why you didn't
I did not at all. I thought we would find him.
And two police investigations found the boy drowned, something his father disputes. Our Otago Southland reporter Tess Brunton has been at the inquest and joins us now. Tess, what has the coroner heard over the past 2 days?
So it's been an emotional few days with Michelle Officer, the Lachlan Jones's mum on the stand. And so he has essentially said before she entered the stand that he's hopeful that they'll get some answers because it's been more than 5 years, as well as acknowledging the loss. So she both gave her evidence as well as being cross-examined by other counsel.
And what have the various lawyers been asking Lachlan's mother, Michelle Officer?
So some of the counsel, including the lawyer for the father, Max Simpkins, has been going into or taking a slightly more accusatory tone with the mother, asking her a lot about his health, saying that he's gone to the doctors for multiple issues from bronchitis to probable pneumonia, and so also asking whether she could control him. There was concerns raised, as you mentioned before, about alleging officer disposed of his body at the sewage oxidation pond, which she said was not true and said that the lawyer was making it up. So she's also been questioned the likes of even whether she was back in relationship with his father, who she told the court that he was abusing her both physically and verbally, as well as being cruel to her two children. So it's been a very emotional couple of days at the court.
And how has she described Lachlan?
She described Lachlan as a bright wee boy, saying he was loving and described him as her world. She said she just loved him so much, but he was a fearless young boy who was a good climber and a very fast runner.
And, well, it has been an emotionally charged situation, I imagine, in the court.
It certainly has. In the stand, which it should be mentioned that Michelle Officer was curtained off, so you couldn't see her, only the counsel could and the coroner, but it was obvious through her voice there was sobbing and she did break down. There were a couple of adjournments that we took because she couldn't go on.
Thank you for that, Tess. That is our reporter, Tess Brunton.